Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
The Lord will have you go back. And you know what I mean. It's a new season beyond your understanding. And the hand of God is upon you right now. No, stand. Come close. Stand here. It's a new wave of glory. You can remove your shoe. Don't worry. It's a new wave beyond you. It's beyond you. It's beyond your imagination. Come close. And I stretch my hands towards you. No, go back. I stretch my hands from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Touch her! Let new wave of God's presence. It will bed as you minister to the Lord. It will issue out beyond your imaginations. God will use your vocal cord to bed sounds to nations. And it's on you already, young lady. It's on you already. The power of God is so heavy. Just help her stand. You will not be able to recover. Thank you, Jesus. Whoosh. Thank you, Father. I sat listening to Pastor Maureen, and I was just asking myself a question. Who fit all those wisdom into 30 minutes? How many of you felt like that? Who does that? That takes a lot of training and discipline. Let me celebrate that, please. And I sensed the wave of healing emotionally while she was talking. I don't know how we're going to do it. I feel we need to have her again and her husband. Don't know how we're going to do it. We're going to fix something. I just knew I should get to them when we're preparing this meeting. You know in Sphere of Light Church, we do not just invite for inviting sake. If I've not told them to preach, of course, they will be here. They don't miss it. Hey, praise God. Now, there's an atmosphere in this room. You're going to need it for a long time. You're going to need it for a long time. And, it's a specific night. Very specific. Thank you, Frank. Lift your hands where you stand, everyone. And what I want you to do is to learn how to flow with the presence. It will engage your emotions. It will engage every part of you. So you must learn how to be carried. I want us to raise the sound of the trumpet, lead, guitar, the keyboard. We're going to raise it. See, get lost. Forget about all those things. We've not come to shut down in vain. Forget about your environment, what you think, and all that. Shut down. And just learn to be carried in the wave of His presence. Care not about what happened to your clothes or you. Lift your hands to heaven. And just flow. Host Him. Host Him. Oh, Shakata Malakati. Oh. Come on, can you raise that sound better? Between the cherubims, the Lord of hosts himself, the I am that I am. Revival is going to break out of this meeting. It's going to happen in ministries. It's going to happen in lives. It's going to happen in ministries. It's going to happen. You see it in homes. You see an outbreak of the spirit of prayer and supplication. Alakbarama ni Jesu mi ogo.
Agbara, agbara, agbara ibo. Agbara.
Alakbarama ni dadi mi ogo.
Agbara, agbara, agbara ibo.
Oh, thank you.
Abara, ipo, abara.
Thank you, Father. Oh, Jesus. We give you praise. We give you praise. You dwell and sit in unapproachable light. We honor you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, 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 glory to God. Thank you, Father. There's this song I want us to take. Mimo Loluwa O. Mimo Loluwa O. Angele
Mimo
Yeah. We honor you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. Amen, 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 amen. All right, try and be seated for some minutes. So pained right now. You have observed me, you notice I don't go to preach anywhere, not even Spirit of Light, and say, get this book, but it just occurred to me tonight, I wanted you to get it, but there are no more copies on ground, I think just Abuja left. But you can get online. I wanted to recommend it. You will read it with a very open heart, you will find stuffs. Thank you, Father. Amen. Now, I'm going to teach you something briefly, but much more. I'm going to be praying for some specific people. Tomorrow evening, I'm going to be anointing everyone. So, by the time you go, we release you to go. You go forth under a new dimension. Is that okay? I'm going to be teaching something. Please, thank you. Please be seated. God bless you. Let me celebrate them, please. Is that the best you can do? Now, at certain point while ministering this night, I'm going to be the Lord told me that there are some of you who has placed certain things on, but who won't believe. So I'm just going to be saying that the curtain should part, just so you can know you have it. It is not something you are about to receive, those set of people. It is something you already have. Okay? For instance, the Lord spoke to me about someone seated somewhere in the crowd with an apostolic mantle, moving strangely with the presence of God. Very strange dimension. It is on this person, but he just won't believe it. You know, you can carry something and not believe that you carry it. And what happens is that you will not be able to step into manifestation, because you have to believe it. God will be showing you to you tonight. Do you understand what I'm saying? He's going to be showing you to you. There are people that God is summoning to the realm where you begin to see into the spirit realm. Not seeing blah blah. Significance. A few times I've gone out to minister. I have my personal policy. Personal assistant knows that. Where probably four of us or three goes to minister somewhere, they lodge an hotel. One person is there. I live a very open life. And I always tell them, you can't be here and not see. It will rub off. So, some of you are seated on what is for a generation, or you are not allowing it to show because of unbelief. So I want to show you something tonight, but maybe I should ask that maybe the curtain should open. Abi? So those people can know. Not with a sense of pride, but with an awareness, because you need to be aware that this is who I am. Alright? So I'm going to ask that the Lord will search out that young man with that apostolic mantle. I see presence in a strange way I've never seen before, following this person in meetings. And you are here. And those people that will begin to see, the grace has come, but you have not opened your eyes. Huh? Look at me, everybody. So you don't have to. There's no drama. I'm going to ask that the Lord will search them out and he will just manifest it. So I'll count 1 to 7. And the moment the hand of God is going to be a very strange one. Once it lands, just bring the person to the front. Thank you, Father. So Father, I want you to search out these individuals, because it is important that the next phase begins tonight. So wherever they are seated, and they are the ones that this grace has been on, manifest it now with your power. I'll count 1 to 7, and they will search you out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Father, like a bowl of fire, let it rouse out. Rouse out. We call to manifestation. Hey, sit down. Let those ones go. Go. The expression of that grace as I speak by a mark of fire right now. Search them out. Bring them out. Where's that young man? The fire of God in an unusual proportion. There's a breaking forth from your belly. Help them out. Bring them out. Shakateva haida kapelish takrahavedish to cry. Oh, sifrahate kilo suplahatish. Hey. What is going to happen tonight does not concern whether usher or protocol. It will land on anyone. Hey. This is an impartation, so it's not. Father! We call destinies to manifestation right now. Male and female, upon them let your fire be released. For the spirit and the bride says, come. Shekata bahai da flende ke blitish rende ko suplahade hizi vlende sukam bahate listo krahave listo. Oh Jesus, suplahaketish efem alagbara malolorun wa o Agbara ayipo agbara alagbara mani dadi mi o agbara ayipo agbara Oluwa joko tori obere aye o Agbara nla lewo bi aso Olorun wa to fi mole sasobora Alagbara to fi mole sorun o nibi mole aye aye wo
agbara nla lewo.
There's a wind that is blowing towards my right hand side. And what it's doing is that it is erasing dust that has covered altars. And suddenly, the foundations of altars are being, as I speak, it is happening. Yes. It's a blowing wind. Oh, shake it up high. Jesus. Jesus. Sekada Bahai, the Kran de Reko Sibla Hadesh. And I want the pastors, ministers to help me take them up. Try carry them up.
Alagbara mani Jesu mi o agbara
agbara ipo agbara.
It is the impartation of the Spirit. It's going to feel very heavy. Oh Jesus. Oh Father. Can you bring them a bit close to the middle?
Alagbara mani Jesu mi o.
Agbara, agbara, agbara ipo, agbara.
Touch! By a mark of fire, freshness. Touch him, Lord! I ask that the door to function in that capacity open to her. Opened up. Young man, the Lord is placing his hands upon your life. From today, walking in God's divine presence and communicating same in unusual proportion. Touch him, Lord!
Shai kafahade kafini shekahabeli shepa. Ola ka shevende keru siblahate tradition. Oh Jesus.
That the fountains of the deep touch be removed by a mark of your fire. You see into the spirit, you hear the inaudible. Some of you are going to notice a new experience beginning from this moment. You can't explain it, but there's an addition to you in the spirit realm. Fire! By the finger of the Lord. It's a new season. Something entirely new is breaking out by the Spirit. By the Spirit. By the Spirit. By the Spirit. Let the hand of God rest upon his handmaiden and set you apart for that which he has predestined from the foundations of the earth. I ask right now that mark of God's fire sit upon your life. You will not escape what is preparing you for. In the name of Jesus. There is a release your life will not recover from. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Alagbara ma lolorun wa o.
Agbara, agbara, agbara ipo, agbara.
Father, I ask that the spirit of wisdom and might bring him up. Look at me. Not all hands are empty.
Wisdom beyond your age, what you can ever learn.
it mantles upon you beyond your understanding. You'll be called into matters bigger than your age by the Spirit. It's a new season. It's a new season by the hand of the Lord. It's seat. It's an ancient spirit. Rest on it. Thank you, Father. Oh, I give you praise, O Lord. Just help them one side. Try sit down if you can. We're going to patiently activate and actualize all that the Lord has in His mind tonight. Can I just help them one side for those who are under the Spirit? And them? Oh, thank you, Father. Oh, yes. Alagbara ma l'Olorun wa o.
Agbara, agbara, agbara yi fo o. Agbara.
Listen. One of the things God does with impartations is to give you an advantage. Impartation is a system of advantage beyond your level of labor to bring you into realities that if you have to labor for, you may spend years. It seems to shorten the journey into access. And all the things we are talking about is by the Spirit. It's by the Spirit. What was it that was upon Abraham? It was the Spirit. What was it that they released upon Isaac? Two words. By the Spirit. What was it that Isaac gave Jacob? And when Esau came, he said, I've given your brother the blessing. With what do we occupy territories? It's by the Spirit. It is that force that once it is on you, it opens doors in high places. And one of the comfort I have is that I found out that power is not about the way you sound. Power is not about the texture of your voice. If you have it, you have it. That you can speak from a realm and tell someone, I release you, go and prosper. This one is not, it may happen. You check back on the person, you can't believe what you are seeing. Alright, with what are we going to invade territories and do the work of ministry and do what God wants and bring the kingdom to the earth? It's the power of God. How will it come? By the Spirit. By the Spirit. You may not see what flows during impartation, but the life will bear witness to it. Just know, since that hand came, I have not been able to stop praying. I was in a meeting in Kano, Nigerian Police Academy. And they brought some leaders to come serve me food once in a while at the hotel. And after some weeks, they had to call me and said, the lady who led the team to cook your food and to serve you food, she has not been able to stop fasting since then. I said, it's good. Let her continue. It's by the Spirit. It jumped. I don't struggle to fast. The way people enjoy eating. Do you understand what I'm saying? I do not struggle. I don't even remember that I'm not eating. I'm not taking anything. I don't feel it. My energy does not dwindle. I'm not doing fasting. I believe I must have stumbled on this somewhere. Sometimes I sit back and I ask myself, when I look back at the process and tribulations and everything we had to go through as a ministry, how did I survive? Something came upon my life that scarred my heart for God as His treasured possession. I couldn't think of anything else. Some of you, God is going to scar your heart tonight. What that means is that He will sign on it. You will not have another life outside Him.
You understand what I'm saying? He's going to mark it. He's going to mark it. He's going to mark it. Man of God, I told you that God told me to pray for you. That I see you, you and your wife, please come. I see you walking in an unbelievable level. I'm going to say a few things by the Spirit. Please stand up. I'm going to say a few things. You can mark these words and keep this step. God is going to, and I told you that when I look at you, what I see is the replica of the grace on that man of God, Pastor Tony Rapu. And I couldn't understand what, there's a unique blend, what God is placing upon your life. Yes, I know it's going to use you mightily, but beyond the healing that you are hungry for, beyond the both physical healing and emotional healing, is the grace to birth a generation. It's an apostolic movement. And what makes you an apostle is not the way your voice is loud. It's an apostolic movement. And the Lord is trusting you, if I'm going to use the word, impact makers. You see, and there's going to be a very unique operation of God's wisdom and precision that will function with you. It's going to bring you sons and daughters from afar. But I see a lot of healing. Yes, so a lot of healing, in fact. That's what the Lord spoke to me. So a lot of healing. And it's the season. Please lift your hands. Father, that which you are set to do upon your servant and your handmaiden, the hour has come. The hour has come. Let the curtain part now, and let the light of that operation shine on you. Touch him, Lord, by your fire. Touch by a mark of fire. It's a new season, says the Lord. We are going to see the operation of the Spirit of Revelation in a new level. Please take him up. It will be clear that the Lord has been waiting for you to come into this understanding. You're going to see the presence of the Holy Ghost sweep into your atmosphere beyond your imagination. That people who come in contact with you will see the power of God in ways you can't imagine. That portal is open to walk, operate, and also communicate the similitude of the presence. Father, the hour has come. Let your hand sit on him. And I ask for you, woman of God, new level of authority, insight, that your voice will run through the body of Christ. And men will pay attention. For God will place their words on your lips. Touch! By a mark of fire. It's a new season. It's a new season. It's a new season. Gird up your loins like a man, for the journey is far, says the Lord. It's a new season. What you're going to feel after now is going to look like you have become 10 times. It's a new season. Oh, we give you praise for what you have started. We thank you, Father. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Lift your hands and bless God. That you are already in this atmosphere. Listen, a lot is happening to you. A lot. Yeah. The atmosphere already implicates you. Help them sit down. Help them sit down. Now, there are people that before this meeting started, the Lord showed you in visions yourself, and he showed me to you in visions. You saw yourself receiving certain impartations, some of you through words and through different means. The Lord said, yes, I should pay attention to those individuals and agree with them in prayer. Quietly, wherever you are, just come forward quickly. Listen, not you saw it. The Lord showed you ahead. It was not something that you are guessing. You saw it.
And the moment that the Lord revealed to you is about to happen right now. Stand up on your feet, everyone. Be sure the Lord showed you. It is not like you desire. He showed you. And what is about to happen now is the manifestation of what he showed to you before now. Lift your hands because you're about to receive something heavy from him. The way some of you are coming, I'm not sure you know what you're coming for. All I have to do is to agree with you that which the Lord showed to you is true and is real. Man of God is coming heavily upon you. Woman of God, it's a new season. Who is Shegun? Come. That's your name. I don't know you by that name. You are also Shegun. Ooh, Shuka Pate Shante Kredisha. Alright, whoever it is amongst you, there is the exact access to function in the prophetic in a new light. Father, I ask by a mark of your fire, like a bowl, touch! And let that operation begin now. Let that mantle, such that comes upon prophet, to see and to speak. And it is your decree and your counsel. Touch, touch, touch. In the name of Jesus. Now, those of you who came seeing things that the Lord showed to you before now, stretch out your hands as one who is receiving. You will no longer be afraid of stepping into your rightful position. You will do with exactitude that which the Lord has designed you for by a mark of his fire. The name of Jesus. Father, that which you have revealed to them in those secret places, let it rest right now. Let that which you have revealed that is coming upon their lives in this season, the new operations and manifestations of the Spirit. I speak concerning your life. It's a new season. 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 By the operations of the Spirit. It's a new season. 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 Oh Lord, paka shate kahade kredi shota bakaida. Kande kusi brahade keste fredish. Kaila hate keste fredi kusa. Mande kumbai katish. Touch! 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 By the operation of the Holy Ghost. Touch! It's a new season. By the operations of the Spirit, it's a new season. It's a new season. It's a new season. Shaika Habeli Kosi Brahate Shifrahanda Kai Brahadesh. Luai Katish Kaila Tu Shibenikai Lubaya Kai de British Tobai Katish. You begin to speak with new authority beyond that which I've given access before. It's a new one. Mounting on you now in the name of Jesus. You will speak from that place and operate from there by the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Touch! Let the hand of God mantle upon you. If hands have been laid on you, go back and soak it in. Go back and soak it in. Those of you who are yet to be prayed for, step out. Some of you are feeling something burning right now. It's the power of the Holy Ghost. The power of the Holy Ghost. Say, Kafrihi Sho Pahai. Touch him. Father, let your hand rest upon these individuals. I see you being given a new robe. It's a new robe, and it signifies a new level of oppression by the finger of the Lord. It's a new robe. Touch, 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 touch. By the hand of the Lord, touch, touch, in the name of Jesus, that your hand will rest upon your son. Your hand, sit on him,
by a mark of fire. Jesus. 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 Mary, the Lord is going to use you powerfully. It will become obvious through the dealings you begin to experience in this season. By the hand of the Lord. By the hand of the Lord. Touch! Touch! In the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. By the finger of the Lord. By the finger of the Lord. Touch him! Touch! New operations of the Spirit. You see it, you walk in it. By the hand of the Lord. Jesus. 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 The Lord spoke to me about you. The Lord asked me to come. The Lord asked me to pray for you. One of the things that will happen after this impartation is that you are going to have boldness to speak the entire counsel of the Lord and to enter into new territories by His grace. And you will notice that it's like a new key for a new level of utterance has been given to you by the Spirit of the Lord. And this is because He's hardened your assignment in this season, and you have to discern. There is a sudden turn in your journey as the Lord is leading you. He's bringing you to a new season. He's bringing you to a new season. Touch by the Spirit. Oh, Father. I ask that upon these ones, your hand will find expression. Touch her. Your hand will find expression. Touch. Your hand will find expression. Touch by the Spirit. It's in that which the Lord showed to you. Receive it. That which He has shown to you. Receive. That which you have seen. Receive it. Touch. 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 The Lord is making you stand stronger. By the Spirit. The Lord is making you stand strong. You receive strength. Inner strength. To stand. You will no longer shiver. You understand what I mean? By the finger of the Lord. Whoosh. Shaikaha benu sukaita leikus. By the finger of the Lord. It's a new season. It's a new season. Touch him. Jesus. Ayaka friend de kebilatish shevrende kabusi blatish. My friend, come. What I didn't tell you the other time is that there is something about the assignment I'm currently running, something similar to the pattern that the Lord is bringing you into. Grace for that! You enter. You enter. You enter. By the hand of the Lord. New season. By the finger of the Lord. You enter. You enter. That which the Lord has shown to you, take it. That which He has revealed to you. It's a new season. It's a new season. It's a new season. By the hand of the Lord. It's a new season. By the hand of the Lord. It's a new season. It's a new season. Woman of God, I was about to speak to your husband. Beyond the streams you are familiar with, something is coming out of you. And you must discern it. Don't hold back. Okay? Don't hold back. Don't hold back. Father, I ask that the operations of that will become obvious from today. Obvious by the Spirit. And you'll be bold both to stand and to operate in it. To speak the counsel of the Lord with boldness. In that sector He's sending you to by His fingers. Touch her, Lord. Let your hand sit upon this one. It's a new season. It's a new season. It's a new season. My friend, you know what the Lord has started. And it won't stop. It won't stop. It won't stop. It won't stop. Step into it, says the Lord. Step into it. By the hand of the Lord.
new operations. There's somebody watching me online. The power of God is eating you right now where you are in your room by the operations of the Spirit. Touch! Oh, oh, thank you, Father. Father, I ask that your hand comes upon your son in a new level. Oh, thank you. Help them sit. Help them sit. Like I said, we have specific assignment. Help them sit. Help them sit. Thank you, Lord. Now, the Lord asked me to, where's Pastor Heritage? Some love. Come. The Lord asked me to pray for you. Where's Pastor Jumoke? Come. I discerned by the Spirit of the Lord that there's a shift in the in your reach. Where's Margaret? There's a shift in this season. The Lord is giving you a new horn. Horn signifies authority to reach nations. Some of you have started already. Matters that concerns nations, and there are burdens. It's not like these are people God, but I'm going to use them as a point of contact. There's been a burden in your heart for international space. Listen, not you understand what I'm saying. Don't come and receive impartation. Don't confuse yourself. It's been burning. Some of you have started. It's one of my spiritual daughters that is also going to receive this impartation online, Ms. Olajibutu. The Lord spoke to me also about Mrs. Increase. You can hear me. Something coming upon your life tonight. So you notice that burden that you keep receiving inspiration, visions, and words. You see yourself breaking barrier of countries. It's on you. Not guessing. Mm-mm. You know it. That this is it. Step out. Oh, thank you, Father. Please be careful not to, don't confuse yourself. You know it. It's been a burden. Some of you have started things in that regard already. A very specific assignment tonight. I told you, in case you didn't know it was you, a door is opening for you. A door is opening. A door. A door. No one can shut it. It's a door that the Lord has opened. No one can shut it. The door is opening. The Lord, what the Lord is placing upon you is a very strange administrative grace and wisdom. Mm-hmm. But there is a part of it also that is a burning desire. You will not be able to keep quiet about certain matters, because the voice must be heard and it must penetrate. You will sit in the corridors of power and people will marvel who have trusted you with this. You will sit there, says the Lord. Nothing will stop this. Nothing will stop these words. And I see God bringing you out by his hands and setting you up. The agitations of your heart are just the beginning of what is starting. I see the yearnings increasing and becoming clearer. By the Spirit! So the Lord is opening international. Some of you, I don't have to lay hands on you. Just lift up your hands where you are. What is going to happen is that the grace, the wisdom, the burning desire for those exact instructions and direction God is taking your life through is coming upon you. Touch, woman of God. You are receiving it very strong. Very strong. By the finger of the Lord. Where's Pastor Lucky Mbonu? Come. Oh, jeez. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ask you to start a program, give you a program to start, a program relating to women. Say you should start, yes, sir. You need to start it, all right? Because God is going to use that program to open the ministry up, all right? He's going to use that program. Are you following what I'm saying? Yes, that it's there. What will amaze you is that there will be a unique burden to serve. You just want to pour yourself out. You just want to serve. You notice that people are giving you their ears so you could serve. Touch her by the Spirit. Man of God, understand that by the Spirit. All right? Something new is coming upon that city. You are in that preparatory phase for the apostolic ministry. You must understand it. Lord is expanding your faith and your capacity to do much more. But I speak that the doors that have been shut, be opened by the Spirit. All over the world, your Spirit
is moving. All over the world,
as the prophet said it should be. All over the world, there's a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord as the waters of the sea. Now the Lord gave me that song because of you. Come. There is a grace for spreading that is activated. Touch him, Lord! Oh, thank you, Father. Woman of God, the hand of God is so strong upon you. You know, I'm very protective of you. Thank you, Father. It's a new season. Say it, it's a new season. It's a new day. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Step by step, you walk with the Lord and enter into your prepared places. You will not have to be agitated or worried. You will not have to think how these things be. Promises are many. But it is step by step, as you take those daily steps, it becomes clearer. For the path of the just is like a shining light that shines bright and bright unto the perfect day, says the Lord. He said, as you follow me in faith, I will make what I've said become clear to you. He said, there is none of my words that will not come to pass. I will watch over them to fulfill them. Thank you, Jesus. The hand of God is upon you, woman of God. But you must submit all to him. It's going to use you in totality. Don't hold back. Don't hold back. Forget about the pains of the past. Disappointments. Don't hold back. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Now, the Lord is opening doors. And for some of you, the things that will open those international doors are activated in this meeting. Meaning that your voice will become clearer and distinct. Touch her, Lord. Touch her, Lord. Touch him, Lord. Just help them. Touch him, Lord. Touch him. Let it become clear. Let it become distinct by the help of the Holy Ghost. Let it become clear. Let it become distinct by the Spirit. Let it become clear. The borders of nations are collapsing in front of you. Become clear and distinct. Clear! 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 Clear. That which you have been doing passively, come out! And you break into it now! There are three people here. There's a sense of urgency quickening within you right now. Where are the three? One, two, three. There is a sense of urgency and awareness of the Spirit. There's a quickening. No more delay. No more holding back. No more delay. No more.
No more. Naya don't spoke to me about you. No more. Holding back. By the Spirit. 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 Let's have them back once hands are laid on you. By the Spirit. By the Spirit. By the Spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Touch him, Lord. It's a new season. By the Spirit. I cut a shame, the credit, shine the credit. Jesus. 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 By the Spirit! Shai kati shente rokorokoro jete shi. Shene kabati shente. Speak. The Lord has placed his words on your lips. Speak, speak. Don't hold back anymore. Don't hold back. By the Spirit. Force of 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 the Spirit. Shakate shente roko shente. Maikate shente roko shente roko shente. Accurate priesthood. Push! Let it rest upon you. You break into a new level of operations of the Spirit. Shaikate shente roko shida kabaite kredish. Shende kredish shande kahaida kabatish. Shaida kabaraka shente roko shente. Yende kredish shente rogo rogo rogo. New doors of inspiration. They are mounting on you right now. Woman of God. So, I've been... Both of you should come. Thank you, Jesus. You knew this day will come. The Lord will have me pray for you. And it appeared to me that there is something God is going to do with your journey. There's something God is going to do with your journey. The hand of God is upon your home. Okay? The hand of God is upon your home. Stand up. Stand up. Father, I ask the spirit of wisdom and creativity, audacity of the spirit. Man of God, your voice becomes clearer and clearer. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, he has ordained you and separated you to be his mouthpiece. You will see it. You will hear it. You will walk in it. And the Lord said, I will make you strong and stronger for myself. You will stretch your hands over the sea and they will dry, says the Lord. There is a covenant from someone who is praying for you. And God said, I've not forgotten those words, woman of God. See, when I call you man of God and woman of God, they are specific statements. They are not just normal titles. Enter, don't hold back. Don't doubt yourself. The Lord has prepared you for such a time as this. You have seen it in glimpse, but the picture becomes clear. 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 Be strong and be courageous, for the journey is far. For the Lord will hold you by the hand. From today, a new dealing begins in that direction. A new dealing begins. Thank you, Father. Stretch out your hands, everyone. I agree with you. By the Spirit! New things are beginning in your lives. The hand of God sits upon you. Jesus. Shai kate bai kate shende ke badish kaida pahuku shende kai rai kate shende roko shintesh rai de ke binish. All over the world, your spirit is moving. All over.
over the water,
as the prophet said it should be.
All over the world,
there's a mighty
revelation of the glory of the Lord,
as the waters
cover the
sea. Now let me see. I think it's deliberate. Is it deliberate? The door opens. It opens. It opens. It opens. Touch him, Lord. Young man, take him up. There is no escaping. It is a sealed covenant that the Lord is going to use you for his glory. Stop running. Stop running. Stop running. Stop running. Touch him, Lord. Let your finger and your hand sit upon these ones. Jesus. 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 By the finger of the Lord. There's someone seated here. You try to close your ministry sometimes this year. If you don't mind that I agree with you in prayers, you try to close it. You just doubted everything and just said, you know what? Just try to close everything down and say, you know what? This is not it. Are you here? If you are, don't be shy. I mean, Lord wants me to pray with you. Don't be shy. It's you. When was that? Where's your fiance? She come back. Okay. The darkest part of the night is just before the dawn. I told you, coming into a new season, not a cliche. It's not a cliche. The heat is ending. Begin to see the wind of relief. It becomes clearer and clearer. It's going to make your room large. It will enlarge your coast. It will enlarge it. That which has been a problem will no longer be. The Lord will make you strong for himself. He will enlarge it. Help him up. Look at me. It is not just about the impartation. It is because now is the birthing of a new face. I usher you into it now by the Spirit. It is a new face. It will all begin to make sense now. It will all begin to make sense. It will all begin to make sense. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Come. Stay. And do it faithfully. You are going to rewrite some exams. Yeah, some things God will have you. Brief ones. But stay. Stay. Father, hold him, Lord, and make him strong for yourself. Hold him. Hold him, Lord. Thank you, Father. over the wall. Your spirit is moving
all over the world,
as the prophet said it should be.
All over the world,
there's a mighty revelation
of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Rejoice, it's a new season. Now, this is a word specifically for someone, even though weeping may endure through the night, but joy comes in the morning. Your joy cometh, says the Lord. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. If you are here and you are at a phase where the Lord is just sending you into a new territory, whether you have obeyed or not, whether you are still waiting or not, God is just sending you into a new territory, listen specifically for the work of ministry. I want to agree with you in prayers. Come quickly. Quickly. Click quickly. It's a new territory. Thank you, Father. Where's your wife? Come, woman of God. All these people specifically in ministry, new territories. There's something called the spirit of faith. Don't calculate, just move. Don't calculate. Just move. Thank you, Father. Don't calculate. When you move, everything follows. All right. What was the template? That the priest carrying the ark will go forward first and step into Jordan. And once they did, Jordan parted. All Joseph entered into Egypt with was the presence. The Lord said to tell you, my presence is enough. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. It's a new season. The audacity of faith. I lift you up in this season. You will no longer be afraid.
Amen.
Man of God, your people are waiting. They are waiting for you. They are waiting. They are waiting. Waiting. Jesus. You will speak also, says the Lord. You will. You will. Because he has given you a voice. And you will speak with it. And you will say with audacity what he has given you. Touch. Father, I ask, what the Lord asked me to pray for you all about is the spirit of faith. That spirit makes you so courageous. You step into territories without fear. And what you do is you step in and spoil the land and take. That's the occupying army. You just go and take possession of what has been done. So there's something called the spirit of faith. You just notice. You can't find fear anymore. It's not like you are trying to be afraid, but you just can't find it. And that one can be imparted. Can be imparted. It can be imparted. Because some of you ought to have moved, but you don't know why. So this calculation, when will this thing be? Father, I ask upon every one of them, touch faith, touch faith, touch the spirit of faith, the spirit of faith, the spirit of faith to enter, the spirit of faith, the spirit of faith, the spirit of faith to step in, the spirit of faith as an operation, the spirit of faith, the
The spirit of faith. The spirit of faith. The spirit of faith. The spirit of faith. You will go in all the capacity of the spirit upon your life. I rebuke fear. Get out of him. Touch him, Lord. Touch him, Lord. By the finger of the Lord. Touch him. Spirit of faith and audacity. Faith. Spirit of faith. Spirit of faith. Man of God, you do much more in this season. You do much more by the Spirit. You do much more. You know, where is Pastor Julius? No, I called you. You and your wife come. And I told you what the Lord said. The Lord told me to place something upon your life. So I told God. And I said, I want him to pay the price for it. And God said, I agree. And that's because that's going to bring you into the spirit of it. When I told you that the highest of the Lord is upon you, there were certain promises God made and he kept quiet. God said to remind you that he has not changed his mind. He said, I said it then and I'm still standing by my word. God told me specifically to release it on him. So he's watching you closely. There's something you must run with. And may you see it in this season. May you see it. May you see it. May you see it. May you see it. Man of God, may you see it. May you see it. The price. The grace to pay the price for it. The grace to pay the price. And it has to do a lot with the heart. It has to do a lot with the heart. Thank you, Father. I told you tonight is a very specific night. Not fighting as one beating the hair. God has given me specific instructions. Everybody get up on your feet. And lift your hands to heaven. And I want you to soak in the reality of the impartations of this hour. Whether you're online, listening via the radio or watching. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter. Soak it in. When you played the trumpet the other time, you did not do so by the Spirit. Now do it by the Spirit.
look at me. Look at me. All of you on this row, look at me. I stretch my hands towards you. Lift up your hands. You are ministers, you are leaders in this work. Same grace, potency, power. Just help them. It is coming from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Same grace. Same grace. It's coming, all of you, the hell of you, lift up your hands. Touch them! You will not be dry. You will not be without power. 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 Jesus. 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 There's someone here. The reality of the presence is melting pain out of your heart. Melting it out. Release it. Let it go. Release it. Release it. Release it. Release it. It's melting pain. You've held it for long. It's going away. It's going away. It's going away. One of the things that is happening tonight is that the things you came here uncertain about, you are leaving certain. Yes. It's very accurate, precise. You're going back with precision. Going back with precision. You're going back with precision. Where are the early church leaders? Come forward. Come. Where's your pastor? Come. Okay. You come. Where are the pastors? Okay, you two come. The rest of you, place your hands on their shoulders. There's a reason. Place your hands. We are over there too. Just do so. Just touch their shoulders. Where are the leaders? Come. Even those of you at Abeokuta, don't worry. Come. Come quickly. Where are they? Come over here. Okay. No, you can't stay there now. It's a movement. Touch. Just place your hands on the shoulders. There's so much intensity tonight. Just open your spirit. This is a movement that no one can stop. Grace! 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 It flows upon everyone. Everywhere this movement gets to, revival will break out. The same grace flows upon everyone connected. It flows upon all of you. It flows upon all of you. The least amongst you shall be as mighty as David. The least amongst you will be as mighty as David. The least amongst you will be as mighty as David. Hey, there's an outbreak of the spirit of prayer and supplication. Walkings of the spirit. You speak with new tongues. That new tongue means new on of authority, says the Lord. Now you will not fight as one beating the hair. As you say it, you see it. There is a grace to raise giants. There's a grace to raise giants. There's a grace to raise giants. There's a grace to raise giants. By the finger of the Lord. And I use them as point of contact to every one of you. The Lord makes your hands strong. That men will pass through you become strong in the operations of the Lord. This movement will flow through campuses. By the Spirit! By the Spirit! I And one of the things that is going to happen now is that God is going to begin to reveal technological secret to people. You begin to see young professionals breaking into different realms. As you pray and stumble into it, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. I told you will not just sit behind the drums. You will not. That's not where God is taking you to. No. No, you are starting from there, but that's not the end. That is not the end. I called the original plan out. That dealings begin in that direction now. Thank you, Father. Father, I lift LA Church to your hands. From this moment, let it be a crown of fire. Your fame will be noised abroad into everywhere you yourself will be coming to. And it will be operations by the Spirit. Thank you, Father. We bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Rejoice. Go back to your seat. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. God strengthens you. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you. God help them. There's something about this atmosphere, and one of the things that is happening is that God is clearing drawers. So there's clarity, okay? There's clarity. You just know. Some of you are living here knowing exactly what to do. Tomorrow I told you, we're going to be anointing everyone as an instruction. And tomorrow, by the grace of God, I will teach briefly on the theme, the Occupying Army. There's no way you will know the curriculum of Giants and not Occupy. You will. Teach briefly about it. And then, you know. You know, I've been trying to hold back, but come. Where's your wife? Let her come. Mrs. Ajisafe, come. I think now I can now speak boldly on this and you can write it down. Bank on this. The door is now going to open faster than you think. So, it's going to now be faster. So, you just begin to see that everything is happening fast. So, but it's beyond the purpose. You know, you can't escape it. God has prepared you and you know, man of God. You know it. You've been told. Tomorrow morning. Okay. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You know, when we left campus, there was a reason why I couldn't take break. I prayed, fasted, and I stumbled on certain realities I can't explain. When Mary said to Gabriel, "Be unto thy handmaid according to your word," she can't explain how she got pregnant. So I knew in that place of searching and searching, I stumbled into certain thing that made it, it's not a thought, made it impossible. You know. And that's when God signs on a man's heart, that is to say, he is mine. So the signature is there. You just have to be clear in your heart. So if it was under probability, you know. Yes, God is opening this door, but this is it. This is the reason. Okay? He has prepared you. He has. He has. But what one of the catch for tonight is that it's going to now be faster than you think. You have to hold that. Okay? Father, I ask, O Lord, the grace needed in that face, let the door be opened to you. Now, let the door be opened in the name of Jesus by the Spirit. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. I will forever be chasing after you. I'll be chasing after you. I will forever be chasing after you. I'll be chasing her. Tomorrow I'm going to be praying for every sons and daughters in ministry. I'm going to be laying hands on you. There are some of you who are due for your ordinations, and you have to be ready. The Lord has not instructed me about that. But if it does, then I'm going to consecrate some of you tomorrow. Alright? Some of you are still using the word pastors, but you are apostles. So, you need to step into the fullness of it. The team we are sending to Abeokuta, Pastor Lekan, that's the pastor heading Abeokuta Church. Where is he? Come forward, and his assistant, come also. Alright. Where is he? This is the team we are sending there. And I heard the Lord expressly and say, send them both. Just separate the both of them and send them. Hey, greater than you have seen around me, you will see.
Amen.
I'm telling you, greater than this you will do. There is an authority with which I enter into places. Take it! Take it now! You will step with power, and every iron bars of that city will break before you. The Lord will subdue forces ahead of you, and all those whose destinies must be raised will hear the sound and respond, says the Lord. It is the force of the Spirit. So the Lord said to tell you, beyond teaching, pay attention to the supernatural. He said, pay attention to the supernatural. Pay attention to the supernatural. Pay attention to the supernatural. It's going to come like wildfire. Grace to operate in it is going to come like wildfire. It's going to come like wildfire. Says the Lord. The hand of the Lord is strong upon you. Jesus, unleash on them.
Amen.
Unleash. Unleash on these ones, oh Lord. Unleash on them your grace. To step in territories with your power. Unleash on him, Lord. Unleash! Stronger. Not mediocres, Lord, but men of the Spirit. Not jokers, Lord. Men of the Spirit. Men of the Spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Separate yourself in a fast. Separate yourself in a fast. Maybe the least you should do should be 7 days. Separate yourself. I'm not going to tell you whether dry or 6 to 6, but just separate yourself. Separate yourself. Thank you. Please go back. The Lord gave me an instruction. It's very difficult because it contradicts what I've been teaching. That's the burden of functioning in this office. Contradict what I stand for. But I'm going to say it anyways. I'm going to say it once. Amongst the disciples of Jesus, there was one called Andrew. Andrew did not originally start with Jesus. It was with John. Was it Andrew? It was Andrew. Like I said, it's difficult for me to say, but there are people God is sending here, and He just wants me to say it. It appears that you made some decisions out of emotions, and God is saying to tell some of you, get out of where you are. I don't like it, but it's not
not what I stand for. See, it's difficult for me, but some of you are not where your inheritance is. But what do I know? I'm not. What that means is that if there's somebody under me that this word bounds on, I will gladly, with rejoicing and relationship intact, say go. Mm-hmm. So I know consequences. I don't just throw words around. But because the Lord said that, and for some of you, this meeting is actually homecoming. When people come to meet me and say, I submit, there's a prayer I pray for all of them. All the grace, impartations, covenant, and virtues upon my life, they are yours for the taking. As you see them, you enter. It's in prayer. Like I said, let me leave that to that. Thank you, Father. One of the marks of this meeting is that there will be an outbreak of revival in all the places you have come from. Your ministries, your home. You see, particularly, you see the conference that is holding on OAU campus. Months after the conference, people will be stumbling on encounters. I saw what looks like a deep line was dragged across the entire campus. So, OAU, get ready. The move of God is coming to you. Powerfully. 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 Something is coming. Get set. Get set. I think after them, I'm going to pull Ibadan. Hey, hey, hey. Thank you, Jesus. So watch out, there's going to be, some of you will have new energies to do some things you couldn't do before, to pray longer, to fast longer, to study longer. You're going to see beyond desires. There's now the ability. Ride on that wave. Don't let it go down. Is that okay? Ride on that wave. Ride on that wave. You may not understand the burdens that has powered making this trip down. I'm staying with you this long. Ideally, we should not be out of Abuja now, based on where we are. But there's something that cannot wait. Because now is the time. Amen. Next year, when we are holding this meeting, they'll begin to ask, are there politicians holding meeting? People will not be able to imagine what has happened in the space of a year. They will not be able to... Is the governor there? What's happening? I mean, mark the words, you see it. God is shrinking time for you. It's giving you the advantage of speed. While I stood there the other time, the Lord said to tell somebody, you are not too late. Just follow me. Yeah. He said, you are not too late. Just follow me. You see, when we stand in atmospheres like this, we have not wasted time. No. There are things that messages can capture, but atmospheres will break them. It will, yes, yes. No matter how eloquent, you can't teach them. But in that atmosphere, they are caught. If I can beg you tomorrow, it almost looks like a risky thing to anoint anybody with oil. But God said anoint them. So, if I can beg you tomorrow, I will advise you to pray long before you come. So by the time it drops, you fire. So, beyond just the teaching, is also the operations of the Spirit in this meeting. Is that okay? The operations of the Spirit. Lagos Church. The Lord spoke to me. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Lord said, I know most of you are not around, but those of you that are around, come out. Because on Sunday I couldn't do this, but the Lord said to declare a new name. And it's going to be
the observable trait amongst you. And when I heard the Lord call this name in my ear while praying, I said, God, let them go and pray first before I will call this name. Let them go and pray. So by the time it comes, they will be able to press into it. And I heard the Lord say to me, Pastor, Lord said, I heard him clearly. He said, the city of kings. The city of kings. City of kings. Now, one of the things that is going to happen is that you're going to begin to seek grace for royalty. Yes. That kind of, I'm telling you, you're going to notice the kind. There's an anointing for that. It is sweet smelling incense. Very sweet oil. Sweet smelling incense. Oh, thank you, Father. It's a new era for you. It's a new era for you. And I call you by that name which the Lord has called you in the spirit, the city of kings. And this becomes your reality and your experience. Father, I speak that strange doors, opportunities, such that is befitting to kings, rest upon this house. Man of God, you step into another level of authority to lead these people into Canaan. By the Spirit! Royalty. 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 We call forth the manifestation. Thank you, Father. It is going to be by the finger of God. It is going to be by the finger of God. I hear him call you that name. The city of kings. Thank you, Father. It's a new season. It's a new season. Royalty, Lord. Thank you, Father. You are pressing in prayer. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. God is going to give you a large space. He's going to give you a large space. He's going to give you a large space. Thank you, Father. He's going to give you a large space. We open that door. We open that door. Where are the ministers? Join them. Pastor Jumoke, John, come. Couple of you, come. One of the uniqueness about Sphere of Light Church is that some of these people that are ministers have been pastors, pastored our branches long before the pastor even joined the ministry. But you see that same submission, submission, submission. None of them ever said, we are pastors before he came, and then said, we can... They gave him that same honor. Oh my God. The Lord that I serve, who has called me, will honor you in return. And I pray for you specifically. The mark of this honor, sit upon your life. The mark of this honor, sit upon your life. The one who has called me will honor you. He will. He will honor you. He will honor you. As you have honored me, he will honor you. Let nations serve you. Let kings bow before you. Let nations serve 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 you. By the hand of the Lord. It's a new season. It's a new season. By the finger of the Lord. It's a new season. It's a new season. I hear the Lord call that name out loud. The city of kings. City of kings. So, yeah, there's going to be new testimonies. The kind that the person's life is changed forever. It's not petty stuff. Very serious testimony. You'll see it. You'll hear it. You'll see it. Thank you, Father. Oh, we bless you because it is done. We bless you because it is done. Abuja, if you guys are hungry indeed, then the Lord will do something. But sometimes those who have water are not thirsty. But if you will, start a new thing. And now it will spring forth, it will make way in wilderness, cause water to come out of desert. And I'm telling you, I marvel most times. I marvel. Most of these people who are pastors, at one point have been told to now serve under those that they are pastored. See, the same spirit, same grace, and same gracious attitude, both on the stage and... Only God can give such men. Only God can. Only God can. Only God can. I told you, I've been told the same church where I pastored to watch toilet in the same church, and I never missed service. I never felt too big. I never said, now God has said I should go. I finished. I was sent forth from that toilet. It's a season of reward, okay? It's a season of reward. It's a season of reward. So pay attention to it. Testimonies upon testimonies upon testimonies upon testimonies. That's the order of the day. Thank you, Father. It is done. Get up on your feet and give God praise. Thank you, Father. Now, listen, watch out. As the Lord gives us new names, the branches that understands it better and pronounce it better, you're going to see them manifest it better. Yeah. When God said to Abraham, your name is not Abraham, but Abraham. Sarah never made it and say Abraham. Mm-mm. Abraham. Thank you, Father. In your visions, dreams of the night, you will encounter God and hear powerful things. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame. To partner with Flame, kindly make use of these account details. 2215005289 UBA.